the summer?
多伦多的年轻人特会 WCC 和 WCCC.
They have attended the Toronto Youth Conference, the WCC and WCCC.
下面就请他们为我们分享在聚会当中的得着。
We'll give the following time to them.
Hello, everyone. My name is Leo, and I'll be sharing about what the Lord has set on my heart through the Toronto Conference.
大家好，我的名字叫 Leo， 我将要分享主借着多伦多年轻人特会放在我心中的感动。
So the main idea of the conference was standing firm in the faith.
特会的主题是在真道上站立得稳。
In other words, my interpretation was not relying on the flesh to carry on in our daily lives.
换句话说，以我的理解，这句经文就是不是靠着我的肉体来过每天的生活，
but rather finding strength in our Lord and relying on His power alone，
而是从神那里支取力量，并单单靠神的能力过我们每天的生活。
I was guilty of the latter as I was relying on my own physical strength to get by in life。
我对后者是感到很内疚的，因为我常依靠我自己的力量来过每天的生活。
Too prideful to see that I was straying away from the Lord.
我的骄傲使我远离主。
This had led me to break my wrist as I had believed that I was invincible aside from God.
这导致我有一次摔断了我的手腕，因为我相信在神以外，我也是坚不可摧的。
However, this incident had not opened my eyes.
但这件事却没有开我的眼睛。
And I was too stubborn and prideful to realize that man away from God is nothing.
我的固执和骄傲使我意识到人离开神就什么都不是。
Throughout the Toronto Conference,
在整个特会期间，
God has been showing me His boundless faithfulness and never-ending forgiveness.
神就向我展示他无边的信实和宽恕，
often giving me reminders to turn back to Him.
常常提醒我要回到他的身边。
For example, in one of our workshops, I had found myself uncontrollably laughing at one of our brothers for sleeping too long.
例如在我们一个专题讨论里面，我有一次失控的在嘲笑我的一位弟兄，因为这个弟兄睡很久。
Although the situation was not even remotely funny,
虽然这可能并不是一件很好笑的事情，
I was still uncontrollably laughing.
但我还是忍不住的大笑。
The Lord has shown me at this moment that I was weak.
在那一刻，主向我显明，其实我是软弱的人。
A complete contradiction to what I had portrayed myself as.
与我想象中的自己其实是完全矛盾的。
Only after having a 5-minute quiet time with the Holy Spirit, I was able to calm down and stop laughing.
在当我在圣灵里面安静了五分钟之后，我才能平静下来，没有再大笑。
The Lord was faithful in showing me that by myself I can't even control my own emotions.
主信实地向我显明了，靠着我自己，我连自己的情绪都没有办法控制。
Only after turning to the Lord was I able to settle down and listen.
直到我转向主之后，我才能够静心下来聆听。
After that incident, I decided to rely on the Lord in everything.
所以从那次之后，我就决定凡事都要依靠主。
To the point where one of my friends had noticed a 180 degree change in my behavior during the messages and workshops.
甚至我的朋友们都可以注意到我在信息和专题期间这180度的转变。
I was more focused, thank the Lord.
我变得更加的专注，我实在是感谢主。
Another thing that had touched my heart was the story of Shammah.
另一件触动我的一个主题是关于沙玛的故事。
Who was able to fight off a whole army with the power of God.
他凭借神赐给他的力量击败了整支军队。
His faith in the Lord gave him courage and the power to fight armies.
他对主的信心使他可以从主那里有勇气能够与整个军队来作战。
This was very encouraging as Shammah was the last Israelite that stood his ground in the face of a whole army.
这实在是一件令我非常感到鼓励的事情。因为沙玛是最后一个在全军面前坚守阵地的以色列人。
He showed the strength of the Lord and extreme trust and faith that the Lord would give him victory.
他见证了主的力量以及主会使他得胜的这个信心。
This really stuck with me as I was able to see both sides of life.
这使我很印象深刻，因为我看见了生活中其实会有两种选择。
One focused on self.
一种是以自我为中心的。
And the other focused on serving the Lord.
另一种是以服侍主为中心。
Self had proven to be unsustainable.
事实证明，以自我为中心的生活是不可持续的。
But faith in God is powerful and never failing.
但在神里面的信心是有能力且不会失败的。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Hi everyone, my name is Jennifer. I'm a senior in high school and this is my first year attending the Toronto Conference.
大家好，我的名字叫 Jennifer， 我是一名高四的学生，这是我第一次参加多伦多年轻人特会。
I'm super grateful to be able to say that even about 3 weeks after the conference, the Lord is still revealing new things to me and my friends and teaching us all new lessons related to the conference and just the entire experience in general.
我非常感恩的在尽管特会已经结束了三周了，主人在向我还有我的同伴们在启示并教导我们关于特会所有相关的这些得着和经历。
One thing that the Lord was showing me throughout really these past couple of years that I think culminated at the conference was the idea of opposition and facing trials.
事实上在过去几年直到特会主一直都在教导我关于征战还有试炼的事情。
In one of the messages given by Brother Ray, he highlighted how God deliberately allowed war in the lives of the Israelites so that they would remember how to fight and stay trained and strong.
所以在特会中瑞弟兄就其中的一篇信息里面就提到神如何允许征战进入以色列人的生活里面使他们可以被训练也可以刚强。
Similarly, in our lives, without constant use and without being tested and put under pressure, we cannot stay strong and maintain our faith.
同样的，在我们的生活当中，若不是不断的被主来使用，被他试炼，经过压力，我们就没有办法保持刚强，持守我们的信心。
It really is that the greater the opposition and the greater the resistance, the more strength that we build.
确实是这样的，征战越大，阻力越大，我们的力量从主那里来的力量就越大。
So for those of you who don't know, I dance and I compete.
有些人可能不知道，我从小是学跳舞的，而且我也参加比赛。
My competition season spans pretty much from February to July, so the past couple of years, my springs and summers have been pretty packed.
赛季是从二月份直到七月份，所以在过去几年里。我在夏天和春天和夏天都会很忙。
Now, unfortunately, I've never been like some other girls who really love competing.
而且不幸的是，我从来没有像别的女孩子一样真正的热爱去参加这些比赛。
In fact, I actually hate it, but I would say it got really particularly bad this year's competition season.
事实上，我真的很讨厌参加比赛，而且今年的赛季还特别的糟糕。
I just hated it so much and absolutely did not want to participate.
我就非常的厌恶，然后一点都不想去参加。
It was particularly a big point of contention between me and my parents, which for me made it that much more frustrating just because I'm so close to them and I feel like they typically understand me really well.
这成为我和父母之间争论的一个很大的焦点，我就很沮丧，因为我认为我的父母应该要理解我。
There were a lot of arguments regarding my involvement and commitment to competing, and I just couldn't understand why they were making me do it.
关于我参加比赛，他们有很多的争论，我不明白为什么他们一定要我去参赛。
Whenever I asked, all they could really say was that competing was a good way for me to maintain my skills, and that if I didn't compete after dancing for so many years, it would be such a waste.
每当我问起我的父母时，他们就说，比赛可以保持我的舞蹈水平。如果我学了这么多年却不参赛，就太浪费了。
All I could think was that I've already competed and I've seen everything there is to see. So competing is just a waste of money, time, and energy.
但我的回答就是，我认为我已经参加过、完成过这些比赛，我经历了所有我可以经历的了。如果再次参加，也就是浪费钱、时间和精力而已。
But my parents didn't budge, so there was a lot of crying on my part throughout those months.
但我的父母没有让步，所以那几个月我常常的哭。
In a way, you know, competitions were my biggest source of opposition.
在某种程度上，比赛其实是我征战最大的来源。
However, looking back now, I can confidently say that I learned so much this past year, both about myself and how the Lord works through my life.
然而回想起来，我可以自信地说，在过去这一年中，其实我学到了很多东西，不管是关于我自己，还是神在我身上的工作。
I truly had absolutely no faith, none, that he was going to be able to reveal himself in any way through this particular aspect, or be able to teach me anything.
其实我对神一点信心都没有，我没有相信他可以从这些比赛中教会我任何的东西。
But time after time, no matter how much I cried before each competition, no matter how much I didn't want to go, no matter how much attitude I gave.
但一次又一次，无论我在每次比赛前哭过多少次，无论我多么的不想去表达我很多的不满。
The Lord taught me exactly what I needed to be taught at that exact time.
主都能在我最需要的那个时候教会我最需要的东西。
How I placed was exactly what I needed.
我所处的环境正是我需要的。
I'm so, so grateful that even when I was so faithless, he was so faithful.
我很感恩，纵然我失信，神他仍然是可信的。
What Brother Ray shared at Toronto was exactly what I needed to realize.
瑞弟兄在多伦多特会上所分享的正是我所需要的。
Even in our short-sightedness, God is omniscient and patient with us.
虽然我们目光短浅，但神他无所不能，且对我们有耐心。
I ask him to help me to accept and be thankful for trials and hardships and to take it all in stride.
我请求神能够帮助我去感恩并接受他放在我生活中的这些试炼和挑战，可以帮助我从容地去面对这一切。
As long as we build our foundation on the Lord and stand firm with him as our rock, we will be able to endure any kind of resistance and it will build us up for his glory.
只要我们的根基是在主里面的，以他为磐石，站立得稳，我们就能够忍受他给我们的试炼，并且为着他的荣耀，我们得以被建立。
He always has a purpose in everything, and his plan for each and every one of us is perfect.
他做的每一件事都有目的，而且他的计划是对着我们每一个人的。
Praise the Lord for his steadfastness.
我赞美主的信实。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Hi everyone, my name is Cynthia and I'm in 11th grade.
大家好，我叫 Cynthia, 我今年11年级。
I attended this year's Toronto Youth Conference.
我参加了今年的多伦多年轻人特会。
At first, I was a bit hesitant to go because of the valley I faced after the conference last year.
起初我是有点犹豫要不要参加今年的特会，因为去年的特会结束之后，其实我面临了属灵的低谷。
I didn't want to have a huge spiritual high from the conference and then struggle a lot afterwards.
我不想说参加完今年特会之后又经历了属灵的高峰，然后又再次陷入低谷里面。
But thank the Lord that he brought me to the conference and answered all of my doubts.
但感谢主他带领我参加今年的特会，并且解答了我许多的疑问。
One thing I really appreciated was the common theme of Christ's strength through me.
在这个特会上有一个我们有一起来讲到一个熟悉的主题，就是基督在我们里面的力量。
Like I mentioned before, last year's conference gave us a spiritual high, and me and some of my friends decided to delete all of our social media after the conference.
正如我刚刚提到的，去年的特会给我还有我的同伴们一个属灵的高峰，所以特会之后我们就卸载了我们所有的社交媒体。
We thought this would be the best way to pursue the Lord without any distractions.
我们想这应该是能够最好的来追求主的方式了。
However, less than 2 months later, we got all of our social media back and quickly fell into a valley far from the Lord.
然而不到两个月之后，我们又把这些社交媒体全部下载回来，然后又陷入了这个远离主的这个低谷里面。
This year's conference also brought me very close to the Lord, but I'm praying that this spiritual high is also our reality.
今天的特会也把我们带到一个很亲近主的光景里面，但我真的向神祷告，这样属灵的高峰能够成为我们生活的实际。
This conference reminded me that it is not my strength or determination that builds this firm foundation, but rather Christ's strength in me.
这次特会提醒我，这个牢固的根基不是靠着我们里面的力量或决心，而是基督在我们里面的力量。
I've been working on daily picking up the cross and denying myself to allow him to work in me.
我正在每天的操练，每天背起十字架并舍己，让他可以在我的里面做工。
It was also mentioned that opposition builds faith and that God gives us these struggles as an opportunity to grow in him.
特会上也有提到患难是可以建立我们的信心，神给我们这些患难使我们可以在他里面有成长。
This was a great encouragement that God is there for us to rely on him during any struggle and for us to grow in him.
这对我们来说是一个极大的激励，因为我们知道在任何的时候我们都可以依靠神并且在他里面成长。
My roommate from Toronto shared the other day from her devotion.
前几天我在特会上的室友分享了他灵修的得着。
Romans 5:3-5.
是在罗马书5:3-5.
Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
不仅如此，我们还能借着患难得荣耀，因为我们知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Lastly, the Lord really provided for us spiritual companions this conference.
最后，主在这次特会上也特别给我们属灵的同伴。
Me, Susanna, Jennifer, and Charity, my friend group from Houston Christian Assembly.
我 Susanna, Jen, 还有 Charity, 这是我在教会里面的朋友们。
Felt God telling us to be better spiritual companions to each other.
我们几个都被神提醒，我们要做彼此更好的属灵同伴。
As much as I love my friends, we felt that we were mostly just each other's earthly friends without being great spiritual companions.
尽管我很爱我的朋友们，但有时候我们觉得我们只是彼此在地上的朋友，而不是属灵的同伴。
After Toronto, we started a group chat with the other girls our age and have been daily sharing our devotions and prayer requests, which has truly encouraged me and helped me be consistent in my personal walk with God.
所以在特会之后，我就与其他同龄的姊妹们建立了一个群聊，然后每天分享我们灵修的得着，还有我们祷告的事项。
Praise the Lord for this year's conference.
我们感谢主今年的给我们的这个特会。
Hi, my name is Timothy.
大家好，我的名字叫 Timothy.
And I wanted to share how the Lord spoke to me through this Toronto conference.
我想与大家分享主在这次多伦多特会中对我所说的。
This Toronto conference, the Lord changed my perspective of him and how I am to live the Christian life.
主通过这次特会向我启示了，改变了我对基督徒生活的认识。
A life that is pleasing to the Lord.
就是一个讨主喜悦的生活。
Many times before the Toronto Youth Conference, I felt so defeated when following the Lord.
在多伦多特会之前，很多次我都在跟随主的经历上很失败。
How can I be a better Christian? How can I stop getting caught up in the cycle of sin?
到底我怎样才能成为一个更好的基督徒？我怎样才能不陷入罪的这个循环里面呢？
These were some of the questions that plagued my mind as I tried to do everything I could to live more perfectly in the eyes of the Lord.
当我每次都尝试尽我的努力去过一个讨神喜悦的生活，但失败的时候，这些问题就常常的困扰我。
But I just couldn't.
我就是做不到。
However, during the conference, I rediscovered Jesus in a way that helped me understand how to live the Christian life.
但在特会期间，我重新的认识主耶稣，也借此帮助我了解到底该如何过一个基督徒的生活。
Jesus is not a boss who simply demands results and might give headaches occasionally.
耶稣他并不只是一个要求结果，然后偶尔让我们很头疼的一个老板。
He's not a distant father who is sitting back and watching as we struggle on our own.
他也不是那一位遥远的父亲，就坐在一旁看着我们独自的挣扎。
Because the truth is that we are not alone.
事实上，我们并不孤单。
We have a perfect master who leads and guides us as we struggle and strive to win the race that he has set before us.
我们有这样一位完美的主人，他在我们所奔跑的路上引领我们。
The most amazing and precious part about this is that he not only actively works in my life, but he also lives and dwells within me.
令我最惊讶，我最宝贝的得着就是他不仅殷勤地在我的生活中工作，他而且他还住在我的里面。
This is the secret to living the Christian life that I rediscovered during the conference.
这也是我在特会中发现的基督徒生活的这个秘诀。
Living in a way that pleases God is impossible, but with Christ it is possible because He has already accomplished it.
过讨神喜悦的生活是多么的不可能，但借着基督这是可行的，而且他已经为我们成就了。
How much more comforting it is to know that Jesus, who is victorious on the cross, is dwelling inside of me, and that I do not have to live the Christian life alone.
这是一件多么令我得着安慰的事情！基督在十字架上得胜的那一位，今天就住在我的里面。
Apart from him, there is no good thing within me.
在他以外，我没有任何的好处。
And as I am reminded of this fact, I learn to say, "Not my will, but thine be done."
当我再次被提醒这个真理的时候，我就想到，不是要成就我的意思，乃是要成就主的意思。
Surrendering my will, my timing, my ambitions, and my life to the Lord is a daily battle of denying myself, taking up my cross, and following Him.
来把我的旨意、我的时间、我的野心、我的生命降服于主，是我每天的征战。我每天要来舍己，背起我的十字架，跟从他。
I thank God that even in my weak faith, He is the strong branch that I can cling to.
我感谢神，尽管我的信心软弱，他却是那一个我可以紧紧抓住的枝子。
When we begin holding fast to the Lord, we discover that the Lord has been holding onto us the whole time.
当我们开始来紧紧抓住神的时候，我们发现其实神他一直都在紧紧地抓住我们。
In this way, Jesus captivated my heart once again when I lost sight of my first love.
就这样，尽管我失去了对神起初的爱，但主耶稣却再次在特会上得着我的心。
In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul tells the church, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord."
在以弗所书第五章那里，保罗对以弗所教会说：“从前你们是暗昧的，如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人要像光明的子女。”找出主所喜悦的事。
Upon returning to school after the conference, the Lord gave me the strength to surrender each part of my school to Him one by one, so that He was no longer an addition to my life, but rather the foundation of my life.
所以在聚会之后，我回到了学校，主他加给我力量，让我把生活学校生活的每一部分都降服于他，使他不再是我生活中额外的一部分，他乃是我生命的根基。
To be a testimony of humility and purity that does not shine from my flesh that was in darkness, but from Christ who lives in me.
他使我可以成为谦卑纯洁的见证，这不是从我天然的肉体，这个黑暗的肉体面来的，而是从我里面的基督而来。
This conviction of who I am in the Lord enables me to stand firm in the faith, knowing that even though no perfect Christian exists, Jesus is my perfect example, who I strive to be more like day by day.
对于我在主里的这个身份的认识，使我可以凭信心在他里面站立。我知道并不存在完美的基督徒，但主耶稣是我们那完全的榜样，我要每天努力变得更加像他。
大家好。
Hello, everyone.
I'm David. I am actually from Austin. I go here on a college basis, but I will be sharing about the Toronto Conference, and this is my fourth time, I think.
我叫 David， 我是来自奥斯丁，然后我在休斯顿读大三，这是我第四次参加多伦多青年特会。
And this year the theme verse was 1 Corinthians 16:13-14.
今年的主题是来自哥林多前书16:13-14.
Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love.
里面讲到，你们务要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强，凡你们所做的都要凭爱心而做。
The point emphasized was stand firm in the faith.
其中一个强调的重点就是在真道上站立得稳。
Through this conference, God showed me a lot, but there was one little nugget and one of the most confusing messages I've seen.
在这个特会上，我神向我讲到了许多，但有一点的得着是很能够打动我的。
It was about spiritual warfare and the abstract, and I don't think I'll understand the entire thing.
是讲到了这个属灵的征战，里面有很多可能比较抽象的事情，我可能没有办法完全的明白。
But there was this thing about seeing things from the Lord's perspective that really touched me.
但是有一点是非常得着我的。
Truthfully, I don't think anyone will be able to see the full picture that God is able to see.
我觉得我们可能没有人可以完全的看见神所看见的。
But when I was already thinking about it, it reminded me about the book of Job.
但当我去思想这个问题的时候，我就想到了约伯的故事。
Job went through a lot and he didn't really understand, and I honestly relate to that a lot.
约伯他经历了许多的事情，他可能也没有完全明白他所经历的。我在这一点上觉得自己和约伯很相似。
But as God showed Job, he also showed me his true perfection.
就像神向约伯所显现的，神也向我显现他是那完全的。
We need to trust God in his vision, because while we may not understand him, he is perfect.
我们需要来相信神，还有神的意象，因为他是完美的。
Even when we don't know the answers to what we ask God sometimes.
尽管我们有时候问神，我们也不是完全明白神给我们的答案。
And even if sometimes God does not choose to reveal to us, we should still trust them because we know he is perfect.
有时候我们也没有办法完全的明白，但我们还是要来相信神，因为他是完全的。
God sees beyond what any of us could see with our own human eyes and human wisdom.
神他所能看见的是远超于人的眼目所能看见的。
And while we know that we will never have a perfect understanding of him, we know that he has an eternal purpose for us, and we know that we could obey him.
虽然我们没有办法完全的明白神，但是我们知道他有一个永恒的目的。
And we know, even beyond all that, God still cares, even beyond these great abstract things.
我们知道在这些宏大的抽象的事情之上，神他顾念我们每一个人。
He even still cares about the little things in our lives that seem so insignificant.
他仍然顾念我们生活中的这些小事，尽管这些小事于神来说是多么渺小的事情。
This year he allowed me to go to the conference, even though a lot of my motivation was just seeing my Christian friends again.
今年神愿意我来参加这个特会，虽然特会起初我的这个动力只是能够去见到我的这些朋友。
He knows that we've grown so much together in doing devotionals for the past 3 years daily, and that this year only got all of us stronger together.
在过去三年里面，我与我的基督徒朋友们一起来有成根的时间，我们一起来成长。然后今年特会上，我们的感情也更加的深厚。
The fact that he still cared about this small little thing shows really how great of a God he really is.
这在神在这些事情上这样的顾念我们，是能真实在是体现他是一位多么伟大的神。
This assurance of a perfection from God shows how I could really stand firm in Him.
神的完全使我能够明白我是可以来站立在他里面的。
谢谢。
Thank you, everyone.
弟兄姊妹们，大家好，我叫王泽世。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is 哲世王。
Curry, yeah.
Curry.
感谢主给我机会，让我参加了今年在西雅图的西岸聚会，这也是我第一次参加西岸聚会。
Thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to attend this year's WCCC in Seattle. This is also my first time attending this conference.
参加完之后，总体感觉只有一个字：累，因为四天的安排很紧凑。
After I attended this conference, all my feelings can be summarized into one word: tired, because we had a tight schedule.
但也可以多加四个字：并快乐着，也有认识了更多的。Sorry.
But I can also add other words. I was tired, but full of joy.
因为认识了更多的弟兄姊妹，并且每天的得着都很丰富。
Because I came to know a great many brothers and sisters, and I have gained richly every day.
在特会结束之后，我也有每一周都回顾一下笔记。
After I came back from the conference, I also look back at the notes I took every week.
虽然已经过去一个月了，但每一次回顾总能有更多的感动。
Even though it has been a month, but every time when I look back, I still was touched.
如果主愿意在明年给我们一个这样的聚会，也希望到时候能和更多弟兄姊妹们一块过去。
If God is willing to give me this opportunity to attend the WCCC next year, I hope to attend this conference with great many more brothers and sisters.
今天我也想和大家分享一下我的一些得着和感动。
Today I want to share what I have learned with brothers and sisters.
这次的主题是持守你所有的。
The theme of this conference is hold fast what you have.
与我而言，在这世上，我所持有的就是耶稣基督。
To me, in this world, all that I have is Christ Jesus.
而我能够坚持守护我所持有的，持有的事情是就是在这地上做耶稣基督的见证人。
The way for me to hold fast what I have is to be the witness for Christ on earth.
不但有耶稣基督的生命在我里面，也要让耶稣基督在万事上居首位。
Not only do I have the life of Christ within me, but also Christ needs to be preeminent in all things.
回来之后，我凡事会先祷告，凡事会顺服。
After I came back, I learned to pray about everything first and to be obedient in everything.
当神对我说话的时候，我会有一颗柔软的心，柔软的灵，来听从神的话语，来接受他的引导。
When God speaks to me, I shall have a gentle heart, a gentle spirit, so that I can be corrected and led by Him.
在会期间，彭弟兄分享了一句话，我印象深刻。
During the conference, Brother Ted shared one thing which impressed me a lot.
若要持守，须先认识到事物在主里的价值。
He said, if you're to hold fast what you have, you need to first realize its value in Christ.
感谢主，在西岸特会之后，又让我再一次看到了他。
Thank the Lord that after the WCCC, I came to see this again.
有一天早上，我去 Kroger 买菜。
One morning, I went to do grocery shopping in Kroger.
当时天还没亮，路上朦胧中看见一个黑色的物体躺在地上。
It was still before dawn, and vaguely I saw a dark thing laying on the ground before me.
当时我害怕极了，那是我的必经之路，而又害怕那是一个已经死掉的东西，会传染病毒给我。
At that time, I was so frightened, since it was the only way for me to go to Kroger. I was afraid that it was something dead, which could pass some viruses to me.
我就祷告求主保守我。
Then I prayed for the Lord to protect me.
感谢主，那是个人躺在地上睡觉。
Thank the Lord, it turned out to be a person laying on the ground sleeping.
我经过那人之后，就突然有个想法，仿佛主在对我说：“孩子，给那个人买些东西吃吧。”
As I passed by that person, a thought occurred to me. It was as if the Lord told me, "My child, buy him some food."
我心里有不安与慌张，但更多的是刚硬。我不想买，因为那要花钱。
I was so uneasy and anxious, and my heart was hardened. I did not want to buy him anything because I did not want to spend the money.
我就像基甸那样说，主啊，如果那个红绿灯可以在我刚好到达时变红，然后另一方向的灯变绿，我就给他买。
I was like Gideon, and I said to the Lord, Lord, if the traffic light turns red as I approach, and the green light is given to the crossing traffic, I will buy him bread.
我没有加速，也没有减速， 但这事情就发生了。
I did not intentionally speed up or slow down. It just happened as I said.
之后我还是不愿意，又继续祷告说：“主啊，请不要对我发怒。如果 Kroger 有低于两块钱的面包，我就给他买。”
Later, I was still reluctant and I continued to pray. Oh Lord, please do not be angry with me. If Kroger has bread less than $2, I will buy him the bread.
当我一进 Kroger, 就看到了大大的 on sale 的牌子。
The moment I walked into Kroger, I saw a big on sale sign.
那个旁边就有一个1.49块的派。
And there was a pie for $1.49.
那之后我的心就彻底柔软下来了。
Then my heart was softened.
我买了一个派，并在上面写上耶稣爱你，然后放在了那个人的旁边，之后赶紧跑掉了。
I bought a pie and wrote Jesus loves you.On it, and left the pie by that person's side and quickly left.
这件事情在其他人看来可能没有什么价值，或者价值很低。
This thing might be of little or no value to others.
毕竟一个派也吃不饱。
Anyway, a pie may not fill him up.
但我相信主会看到，这事情在主里的价值是无限的。
However, I believe the Lord will see the infinite value of this in Christ.
感谢主给我这样的一个机会来认识他，来亲近他。
Thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to be close, to draw near to Him and to know Him.
最后，我也想分享一句令我特别感动的 Dana Condon 弟兄分享的一句话。
Lastly, I want to share what Brother Dana Condon shared with us during the conference.
不要说你不是金子，因他用宝血买了这金子。
Do not say you are not a gold, for He purchased the gold with His blood.
在主里面，你我都是金子。
In Christ, we are all gold.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
Good morning, Saints. I'm Della.
圣徒们早上好，我是戴怡。
First, a quick note from the morning devotion verses in WCCC.
首先我想和大家分享一句在 WCCC 晨更中的一句经文。
Psalm 16 verse 3 As for the holy ones in the land, they are the noble, in whom is all my delight.
是在诗篇16章第三节，论到世上的圣民，他们是又美又善，或作尊贵的，是我最喜悦的。
I know this world has deceived us into believing loving the Lord is not something cool.
我知道这个世界常常欺骗了我们，让我们以为爱主并不是一件很酷的事情。
But I hope one day you find examples who live out the precious virtues of Christ.
但我希望我们都能有一天能够找到活出基督宝贵美德的那个榜样。
Cool is not even a word worthy of describing them.
酷这个词根本就不足以来形容。
I love how David described them here.Those people who love the Lord are noble.
我很喜欢大卫在这里对圣民们的描述，爱主的人是尊贵的。
During the summer, God was dealing with my character, and I was stuck in self-loathing.
今年的夏天，神在对付我的性格，但我却卡在了自我厌恶当中。
I hope to get rid of it through WCCC, but the Lord didn't do that.
我希望能够通过 WCCC 来摆脱这个自我厌恶，但主并没有这么做。
Instead, he showed me a way.
相反的，他向我展示了他的道路。
In a conference, this verse stood out to me a lot.
在特会上，我被一句经文抓住。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "Anyone who resolves to do the will of God will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I'm speaking on my own."
耶稣在约翰福音七章十七节里面说到，人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
In RCGG retreats, the story of Gideon spoke the same to me.
在 RCGG 的退休会里面，基甸的故事对我来说也有相似的道理。
Some people were confused why God didn't get annoyed when Gideon asked for two signs.
有些人也许会疑问，为什么当基甸问神求两个神迹的时候，神并没有生气呢
？Indeed, God knew the heart of Gideon. He had resolved to do the will of God.
确实，神他知道基甸的心，基甸是立志要遵行神的旨意的。
As long as he was sure that God wanted him to battle, he would do that even with the price of his life.
当他确定神是要他去征战的时候，哪怕要付出基甸的生命，这个代价他也会去征战。
In response, you can see how patient our God was towards Gideon.
相反的，你也可以看出我们的神对基甸是多么的有耐心。
The Lord also showed me examples when I went back to China after the conference.
当我回到特会之后回到中国的时候，神也向我显明了一些例子。
In Guangzhou, there are many new brothers and sisters whom I didn't know.
在广州有很多我不认识的新的弟兄姊妹们。
Some of them are new believers for less than 3 years.
其中有一些信主还不到三年。
But I saw their characters, their knowledge, and their zeal are much more than what I would have expected.
但我看到他们的品格、他们的知识、他们的热心都远远地超出我的预期。
So I asked, how come?
所以我就问，为什么他们可以这样呢？
One of the counselors there told me, those saints have one thing in common, they are quick to obey.
那里的辅导就告诉我，这些圣徒他们有一个相似之处，就是他们都很快顺服。
As soon as they find out that this is the will of God, although sometimes with tears, they choose to obey.
当他们知道这是神的旨意的时候，虽然有时候流着泪，他们还是会选择顺服。
So I knew I have to first resolve to do His will.
所以我知道，我首先需要来立志遵行他的旨意。
No more procrastination or double-mindedness.
不再拖延，不再三心二意。
Then I was urged to read the normal Christian life again, and I'm currently doing it.
我也被感动要再次来读正常的基督徒生活，我现在正在读。
Turns out that this time it is not arid.
这次读发现一点都不枯燥。
My eyes are opened and I'm very helped.
我的眼睛被打开了，我也得到了很大的帮助。
I haven't finished it yet, so I can't really give a conclusion.
我还没有读完，所以也不能太早的下定论。
But at the end, I'll just sneakily make you remember this key verse again.
所以最后我要以这句经文来结束我的分享。
Anyone who resolves to do the will of God will know.
人若立志遵行他的旨意，行就必晓得。
大家好，我叫文林。对。
Greetings, everybody. My name is Wen Ling.
这是我第一次参加西安特会。
This is my first year attending the WCCC.
我印象最深的就是当敬拜的时候，所有人都会非常大声的唱诗歌。那时候会感觉大家都是从心里深处发出的赞美，然后就会非常的打动我。
What impressed me most was that during the worshiping time, everyone was singing the hymns loudly. The praises from the bottom of everyone's heart truly touched me.
虽然我五音不全，但听到大家大声唱的时候，我也就会开始大声的唱出来。
Even though I am tone deaf, when I heard everybody sing loudly, I would sing loudly as well, because our Lord is worthy.
那时候我真是觉得我们的神值得我们大声地赞美他。
At that time, I feel our Lord is truly worthy of our loud praises.
我想有一天，当我们到了天上的时候，应该也是那样的，在神的面前来赞美他，而且那个场景应该会是更大、更加的美好。
I'm thinking when we go to the heavenly places, we might be praising the Lord before Him like this as well. It would only be grander and more beautiful.
所以，回来以后每次。敬拜的时候我也会非常尽量的大声唱出来。
After I came back, during worshiping time, I would also sing loudly.
在特会的时候，彭弟兄分享到我们靠着基督复活的生命时，他分享了一段非常感动我的经文。
During the conference when Brother Ted was talking about the resurrection of Christ, he shared the verse.
是在以弗所书2章5到6节，讲到当我们死在 过犯中的时候，他便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
The verse he shared is in Book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 5 to 6. Even when we were dead in our transgressions, he made us alive together with him, with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. And he raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
当我里面的眼睛被打开的时候，我真是看见我已经与基督一同复活，并且与基督一同的坐在天上，我就能够有能力能够应对地上现在生活上各样的事情。
When the eyes of my heart were opened, I can see we're resurrected and seated with Christ in the heavenly places, and I can handle all sorts of things in this world.
即便有的时候有些事情我需要是付代价的，但我也能够高高兴兴的去做。
Even though sometimes and some things may require me to pay certain prices, I will still be doing it gladly.
并且地上的事情许多时候就不会那么搅扰我。
And additionally, things of this world no longer bother me such as before.
我所经历的无论是高山或者低谷，我都知道主耶稣是与我一同经历，并且靠着那复活生命的大能，我能够胜过各样的环境。
Mountains and valleys, I know the Lord is with me. Through the great power of His resurrected life, I can overcome all circumstances.
还有一个就是刊登弟兄分享到一句话，他说，当约翰他那个时候对于罗马人是个危险分子。
Brother Condon also shared that John was a great threat to the Romans.
因为当约翰进到房间的时候，主耶稣就在那里。这句话非常的激励我。
Because he said when John entered a room, Jesus Christ was with him in that room. This really encouraged me.
以前我在 RCGG 传福音的时候，我心里常是胆怯的，常常觉得自己是弱势的一方，而忘记了有何等伟大的主与我同去，我去是要把主耶稣带给他们，是要把生命带给他们。
When I used to share gospel in RCGG, I was always very timid. I feel I was very weak, and I forgot that God was with me. My purpose was to bring them Jesus and life.
现在我每次去福音组，我就不再是惧怕或胆怯，而是刚强壮胆，欢欢喜喜的去，因为我知道这复活生命的大人在我里面，并且我知道我已经与基督一同坐在天上。
Now when I go to the gospel group, I am no longer timid or afraid. Instead, I would go there courageously and joyfully. It is all because of the great power of Christ's resurrection life, and I'm seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
Hi, brother. Hi again, brothers and sisters. My name is Lawrence.
弟兄姊妹们，大家好，我叫 Lawrence.
So another one of the themes of the WCCC conference was having the not being disobedient to the heavenly vision.
另外一个关于这个西岸基督徒聚会的主题就是要顺服那个来自属天的意象。
And that really touched me because I think it explains a lot of what the Lord is after in His people.
这个主题很打动我，因为我知道这是神向着他子民的心意。
So I was touched by this word of live in the heavenly realm.
我很被这一句话来打动，就是要活在属天的国度里面。
And so what that means is though we live on earth and we walk on earth, but we live in heaven.
这个意思就是虽然我们是在地上行走生活，但是我们在地上如同是活在天上的。
Just like it says in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling.
就像希伯来书三章一节那里说，因此同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄们啊。
Yeah, and so there's an individual experience part, and there's a together with brothers and sisters experience.
这个既有个人的经历，也有团体的经历。
So individually, my experience should be like an eagle, right? Not like a chicken with, you know, just like facing the floor on the ground, but like an eagle in the heavens.
所以对于我个人的经历来说，我是要做鹰的，而不是做小鸡。小鸡是常常是看着地上的，但是鹰它是在天上的。
Living in the heavens, I should also experience overcoming with Christ all the time.
活在天上，我们也是常常来经历主耶稣的得胜。
And if I don't experience that, it's because I'm disobedient to the heavenly vision. But if I experience that, that's an obedience to the heavenly vision.
如果是没有活在天上的话，我就是不顺服于这个属天的意象。但如果我是顺服这个属天的意象，我的确是活在属天的这个国度里面。
And so if I'm doing that by myself, with my family, right, then together with brothers and sisters, then the church is to others what it should be. And what it should be is a threshold to heaven.
所以当我在我的家庭里面这样去操练，然后我们作为教会，我们集体有这样的操练的时候，教会对于其他人来说就是通往天国的这个门槛。
So when people see the church, then they see that like peak behind the second veil in the tabernacle into where the heavenly vision is.
所以当其他人来看教会的时候，就如同看见那个第二层幔子后面的那个属天意象的所在。
And if you want to see an example of that kind of church, then we look at Philadelphia in Revelation.
如果大家想要一个具体的例子，我们可以来看在启示录里面腓拉铁菲教会。
Because that church reflected the nature of Christ in every aspect.
因为腓拉铁菲教会它反射出基督的每一个本质。
Yeah, holy, righteous, light, truth, love.
圣洁、公义、光明，满有真理和爱。
And there are a number of ways that we can live as in the heavens, according to the Lord's word. But one of them touched me.
有许多我们可以来活出这个属天的意象里面的这样的生活，但其中一点。
It's the need to be completely separated from the world.
这其中一个就是我们要完全的从世界里面被分别出来。
And the reason that separation from the world is needed for living in the heavenlies is because if we are not separated, then it goes against our new nature.
因为如果我们完全的从世界里面被分别出来是必要的。如果我们不被分别出来，其实这样是违背我们在基督里面这个新的本性的。
And I'm sure you can also testify too that when we are not separated from the world, from the things of the world, then we can't live in the heavenly places.
我认为就是我们当中很多人也能见证说，如果我们不被完全的分别出来，不从世界里面被分别出来，我们就不能住在天上。
And so in being separated, we also hold fast to what we have, which is what our brother shared.
当我们被分别出来的时候，我们也可以来持守我们所拥有的。
And so we have many things to hold on to in our new life, right, in Christ, which is we have a new covenant to hold on to.
我们在基督里面，我们有许多我们可以持守的，其中一个就是一个新约。
And we have a new nature in us, that new man, Christ Jesus.
我们有一个新的本性，也是那个新人。
So I need to hold fast to that.
我们要持守那一个新人。
I have a new spiritual language that I speak, that I hear, that I understand, even in His Word.
我们有一个新的属灵的语言，是我们可以来说、可以来读的。
And I have a new governing within me, governed by the Spirit.
在我的里面也有一个新的掌权者，就是那个圣灵。
And I have a new authority in me, that is submission to the Lord and submission to one another.
我也有一个新的权柄在我的里面，是顺服主，并且可以能够彼此顺服的。
So separation and holding fast.
就是那个从世界被分别出来，并且持守我们所拥有的。
And there's another illustration of this, which is just like there's a big separation between the earth and the heavens, we should also be separated because we are heavenly people from the world.
就像那个天与地之间有这样的分别，属神属天的子民与地上的世界也是有分别的。
And our sister alluded to this, but an example of what this looks like in real life is seen in our together corporate worship time.
那在我们生活中实际的这个例子就是我们团体敬拜的时候。
It should be a threshold to heaven when we worship.
当我们一同来敬拜的时候应该是通往天国的那个门槛。
So at the singing times at the WCCC, at the table meeting at the WCCC, I think this was the experience of all the brothers and sisters.
所以在 WCCC 我们团体敬拜的时候还有我们饼杯的时候这是我们弟兄姊妹这样共同的一个经历。
So we also sang that hymn too, Higher Ground. So the hope was that brothers and sisters could have a taste of that.
我们在特会的时候也来唱了我们刚才唱的这首诗歌更高之处所以我的盼望是弟兄姊妹们能够有那样子的一个感觉。
And like I mentioned, Brother Dana, one of his comments when he first started was to say, that was tableland singing.
我刚才提到的也就像那个 Dana 弟兄他提到的我们的赞美是立天高峰上的赞美。
So whether a believer or non-believer comes in, what does this show? It shows that the church is the threshold to heaven, to the heavenlies.
所以不管信的与不信的他们来到教会里面的时候他们就能够看见教会是通往天国的门槛。
And this is essential, it's not optional.
这个是必要的，不是次要的。
Because this is an experience of what is the eternal reality in the heavenly places.
因为这是我们在永恒里面的一个经历。
In Revelation chapter 5, verse 11 and 12, it says this, Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice,Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
就如启示录五章十一节到十二节里面讲到，我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多的天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说：曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力。尊贵荣耀颂赞的
Yeah, so my prayer is that in my life and in the church together we would be touching eternity and we would be living in the heavenly realm so that the church together can be a threshold to heaven.
所以我的盼望就是在我个人的生活里面在我们教会团体的生活里面我们可以摸到那个永恒能够活在这个天国的时机里面教会能够成为天国的门槛
弟兄姊妹早上好我的名字叫王欣这个暑假我们一家参加了 WCCC 西雅图的聚会感谢主借着弟兄的口再一次对我们一家人说话下面有一点我的分享
Good morning brothers and sisters my name is Xin Wang during this summer break my whole family had the opportunity to attend the WCCC in Seattle thank the Lord for speaking to our family through our brothers here is what I would like to share
这次特会的主题是启示录三章十一节我必快来你要持守你所有的免得人夺去你的冠冕
The theme of the WCCC is in the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 11 I am coming quickly hold fast what you have so that no one will take your crown
在这四天高强度的聚会中我们真的感受到了圣灵充满的喜乐在这宝贵的信息中让我真的再一次思考我自己的属灵光景
During the 4-day highly intensive gathering we truly experienced the joy of being filled by the Holy Spirit the precious messages led me into reflecting on my own spiritual conditions
在神来之前我有没有持守住我所有的我有没有被人夺去我的冠冕
Before the return of the Lord have I held fast what I haveHas anyone else taken away my crown?
真的遇到难处，孩子不听话顶嘴，我里边的血气又出来了。
In times of trouble, when my child was rebellious and talked back to me, the flesh and blood within me got the best of me.
该发火的时候发火，该埋怨的时候埋怨，该指责的时候指责，该苦读的时候苦读。每当这个时候，我真是感觉我真是苦啊。
When I lost the temper, complained, pointed fingers of blaming, and became bitter when I felt it was rightful for me to do so. During those times, I truly suffered.
真是立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。显然我没有持守住我所有的。
As the verse said, for I am practicing what I would like to do, but I'm doing the very thing I hate. Obviously, I have not held fast what I have.
这个持守不只是在听到的时候，在教会的时候。
Holding fast does not merely apply to the time when we're in the church listening to the messages.
我所有的是什么呢？我在这里边，其实在我里边的是有那不朽的生命，大有能力。那生命，那将生命的道指示给我的，那又是什么呢？
So what do I have? What is it that is within me that is imperishable, of great power, and can make known to me the path of life?
我虽然也经常祷告求问神，也求神给我一个乖孩子，求神给我一个更属灵的弟兄。
Even though I often pray to the Lord and inquire of Him, Lord, please give me an obedient child. I want my husband to be spiritual.
我现在的工作还不够好，生活也让我疲惫。人的欲望是无穷的，我总是不满足。
My current job is not good enough. My life makes me weary. Human's desire is endless and unable to be satisfied.
但是神已经告诉了我答案，他已经将他的儿子耶稣基督给了我们每一个蒙恩的子女。
However, God has already given me the answer.He already gave His Son, Christ Jesus, to each and every one of His children that was saved by His grace.
基督应该是我的满足，那在我里边的比这个世界更大。
Jesus should be my satisfaction. He who is within us is greater than he who is in the world.
在特会中，弟兄们一再说，我们要有那从属天上而来的意象。
In WCCC, brothers repeatedly said, we need to have the vision from the heavenly places.
真是见到荣耀的神在天上看着我们，我们还会在地上这么放肆，不敬畏神吗？
If we see the glorious God watching us from above, will we still indulge ourselves without fearing God?
求神怜悯，除去我们里边的血气，求神每时每刻告诉我不再是我，乃是基督在我里边活。
May the Lord have mercy on me and blot out the blood and the flesh within me, moment by moment. May He remind me it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
让神的生命成为我的满足，我想这是我一生的功课。
May the life of Christ become my satisfaction. This is a lesson for me in my entire life.
我弟兄也在聚会的第三天下午，他告诉我。
My brother, on the Thursday of this gathering, he told me.
好像现在看圣经和以前也不一样了，觉得神的话是那么真实，有了亮光。
He told me that he had a different experience when he read the Bible. He felt God's word became so real to him, and there was light shed on it.
他也慢慢敞开自己，跟弟兄们分享他的挣扎和主里的看见。
Gradually, he opened up himself and he started to share with brothers his struggles, and he also shared what was revealed by him by the Lord.
在结束了四天的特会，我们去西雅图度假期间。
After the four-day conference, during the time we had our vacation in Seattle,
我们两个还会一同晨更读经。分享一些经文，神真是让我们在生活中经历，我们才真的懂得他的话语的奥妙。
We had our morning devotions together. We read the Bible and shared the scriptures together. God truly wants us to understand the mystery of His words through our own experiences.
真是求神怜悯恩待。我有一个简短的祷告。
May the Lord have mercy and grace on us. And I have a brief prayer request.
求神让我跟你有一个好的关系，愿意凡事借着祷告来到你的面前求问。
May the Lord grant me a good relationship with him, and in everything by prayer I want to inquire of the Lord.
求你指教我生命的道路，让我在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手有永远的福乐。
May you make known to me the path of life, so that I can experience the fullness of joy in your presence, and in your right hand there were pleasures forevermore.
Hello, my name is Sam. This past July, my family and I went to WCC, the Western Christian Conference. It was our first time at this conference. It was held at a college in Southern California, and about 150 people attended.
它在南加州的一所大学举行，约有150人参加。
Brothers Ed Miller and Jim Bogdanovitz shared the messages.
Miller 弟兄和 Jim 弟兄为我们分享信息。
This conference was a blessing from God.
这次的特会实在是神的祝福。
We enjoyed being there. The weather was good. We liked playing at the swimming pool, going on a hike, and sitting with friends in the dormitory courtyard that was lit at night by beautiful strings of light.
天气很好，我们很喜欢这次的特会。孩子们，我们都喜欢在室外的泳池里面玩耍，喜欢去爬山，和朋友们坐在被灯光环绕的这个宿舍院子里面。
The daily schedule was relaxed. We appreciated the extra time because it allowed people to have conversations and to fellowship.
特会的时间比较轻松一些，我们很感恩有这些时间可以让人之间有时间和孩子们交流。
My children were happy that they made new friends there.
我的孩子们很高兴他们可以在那里认识新的朋友。
We learned about relationship. For my children, relationship with God means staying connected to Him and trusting Him more in their life.
我们学到了一些关于与神关系上的事情。对于我的孩子们来说，与神的关系就意味着生活中与神可以有连结，并且相信他。
My wife was touched by a powerful image from one of the messages.
我的妻子被信息中一幅很有力的图画所打动。
Seeing Jesus as both the perfect sacrifice and the great high priest.
那幅图画正是耶稣，他既是那完全的祭物，又是那伟大的大祭司。
Jesus the Lamb gave his own blood, and Jesus the high priest presented it on the altar of heaven to atone for our sin.
耶稣作为那个羔羊献出自己的宝血，耶稣作为那个大祭司将羔羊献在天上的坛上面赎我们的罪。
I want to share a couple things that encouraged me.
我还想分享两件鼓励到我的事情。
Each morning we had prayer time in small groups.
每天早晨我们都有小组的祷告。
One morning before starting, we talked about hearing a train that passed nearby. It was a passenger train that went along the scenic coastline of California.
一天早晨在我们开始之前，我们就谈到了我们听见附近有一辆火车经过的声音。那辆火车正是一辆会沿着加州风景秀丽的海岸线所行驶过去的旅客列车。
An older brother in our prayer group shared a memory involving that train.
所以我们祷告小组当中的一位弟兄就分享了他与那辆火车之间的回忆。
He remembered his son and daughter taking that train many years ago. They were little at the time.
他记得很多年前他与他的孩子们坐过那辆列车，然后那时候他的孩子还是小小孩。
When the train reached the destination, his son jumped out and shouted excitedly to his little sister, "Come on, let's go!"
所以当那辆火车到达的时候，这位弟兄的儿子他就跳下车，然后兴奋地跟他的妹妹说，快来，我们快走吧。
It was a precious memory for this father.
对于这位弟兄来说，他对于这个回忆是他作为父亲来说一段很珍贵的回忆。
This made me think about the Lord.
这让我想起我们的主。
These memories of our life that have touched our heart, that quickly come to our minds, the Lord knows them. They are His memories too, because He was there for all of them, the joys and the sorrows.
正如这些触动我们的生活的这些记忆一样，我们每当想起这些回忆，我们都能够清楚的有那些画面浮现在我们脑海里面。我们的主他也有这样的回忆，因为我们所经历的每一件事他都在场，有欢乐的也有悲伤的。
And not just mine, but for every person he has ever created.
不仅是向着我，也向着每一位被他所造的人。
What a big, big God we have. He knows and loves each one of us. How amazing.
我们有一位多么伟大、伟大的神，他认识我们，他知道我们，并且爱我们，这是多么奇妙的事。
Another blessing I received came from Brother Ed Miller's messages.
另外一件我的得着就是从米勒弟兄的分享当中。
Prayer is the meeting of the Lord God who is all in all, all supply, and man who is all needs.
他讲到祷告是与万有之神的会面，他是那个充满万有者所充满的，他也是我们全备的供应。
Brother Miller said, to be hot is to see your needs and run to Jesus.
米勒弟兄说到，火热的圣徒就是当他们看到需要的时候就奔向耶稣。
To be cold is to see your needs and run somewhere else.
冷淡就是看到自己的需要的时候却跑到别的地方去。
To be lukewarm is to say, I have no needs. It leaves Jesus outside the door knocking.
不冷不热的就会说我没有需要，他们就把耶稣留在门外叩门。
God leads me step by step to where I see my needs. He desires to meet me in all my need. He wants this connection, this relationship with me.
神他就一步一步的带领我，直到我看到我的需要，他渴望能够遇见我，在我一切的需要中得着我，并且与我有连结，与我建立关系。
I can respond in prayer with the help of the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的帮助下，我可以通过祷告来回应神。
This was important for me to hear, a warning and an encouragement as I press on daily in life.
我所听到的这些对我来说真的很重要，因为这既是一个警告，也是我过每天生活的安慰。
I'll conclude with Revelation chapter 3, verse 20.
我想以启示录三章二十节来结束我的分享。
Jesus says, Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me.
这里说到，耶稣说，看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音，就开门，我要进到他那里去。我与他，他与我一同坐席。
感谢主，借着夏天的几个聚会，丰丰富富的对我们说话。
We thank the Lord for speaking to us richly during the conference in the summer.
也感谢主借着十一位弟兄姐妹为我们所做的见证。
We also thank the Lord for all the testimonies of our 11 brothers and sisters.
我们看见也从弟兄姐妹的见证当中，主回答了我们的问题。
Through our brothers and sisters' testimonies, we also saw that God has answered our questions.
比如如何持守真道。
For example, how to hold fast to what we have.
如何过基督徒的生活。
How to live a life of Christian.
如何远离世界与世界分别。
how to be separated from this world and be set apart.
如何做主的见证？
How to be a testimony for the Lord.
服侍主，传福音等等。
How to serve the Lord and to share the gospel.
愿意主继续保守我们。
May the Lord continue to keep us.
让这些道理真正的做成在我们的生命当中。
So those knowledges can be lived out in our lives.
愿意弟兄姐妹的见证也成为我们每个人的激励。
May the testimonies of our brothers and sisters also constrain us and encourage us.
好，我们下面有一些报告的事项。
And we will have some announcements.
我们先来欢迎一下今天第一次到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。如果你今天是第一次来，请你站起来介绍一下。
First, let's welcome brothers and sisters or friends who have been here for the first time.
我们先从左边开始。
If you're here for the first time, please stand up and introduce yourself.
I'm Nathaniel. I'm a freshman at UH.
大家好，我的名字叫Nathaniel， 我是大一的新生，在 UH。David 带我来这里。
好，欢迎。
Welcome。
Wenling took me here. I work at Methodist. I work on cancer immunotherapies.
大家好，我叫文娟，文玲带我来这里啊。我是在 Methodist 上班，主要是癌症研究。
欢迎，
欢迎 ，Welcome。
This is a couple. They gathered with me in Dallas. Their names are Jennifer and Emil.
他们是一对夫妻，我们在达拉斯的时候一起聚会。他叫 Jennifer。
Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'm a master student at the University of Texas at Dallas.
Hello, and my name is Emil. Her husband and. And we met Bernice at our church in Dallas when she was visiting, and then we met William, and now we're here in Houston to visit them and this church. Thank you for having us.
大家好，我叫Jennifer 和 Mill， 我们是在达拉斯跟Bernice 一起聚会，我们来到这里来看他们。
欢迎你们。
Welcome。
中间和右边还有没有第一次来的
？Anyone in the middle section and on the right side？
好，我们现在有几个事项报告一下。
Here are our announcements。
首先我们让这个所有的小学生学前班的家长，聚会完之后呢，在爱宴之前到教室去接孩子。
All the parents for the preschools and the elementary schools, after the gathering, before the love feast, please go to pick up your children.
在那个教室的门上都有班级的标志。
There are signs on the door for all the classes.
好，我们感谢主。上个主日我们有一个受浸聚会。
We thank the Lord for the baptismal meeting last week.
有十一位弟兄姐妹们受浸归入基督的身体。
11 brothers and sisters were baptized into the body of Christ.
请弟兄姐妹们继续为他们祷告。
Brother and sister, please continue to pray for them.
愿主带领他们前面的属灵的道路。
May the Lord lead them in their spiritual growth.
9月16号我们有一个福音聚会。
We will have a gospel meeting on September the 16th.
也请大家继续为聚会祷告。
May we pray for this meeting.
也邀请福音朋友们，也为这个福音朋友们邀请来祷告。
I also pray for the invitation of gospel friends.
我们那个福音聚会的邀请卡在后面的桌子上。
The invitation cards are available on the table behind.
大家可以用这个卡来邀请福音朋友们。
And you can use this card to invite gospel friends.
今年的冬令会是12月29号到1月1号。
The winter retreat this year will be from December the 29th to January the 1st.
请为这个聚会的预备和筹划来多有祷告。
Please pray for the preparation and the planning for this meeting.
我们的这个西季季 group， 他们现在正在这个利用这个长周末有一个特别的聚会。
RCGG, they're CGG is they're using this long weekend to have a retreat.
请主继续丰富的与他们同在。
May the Lord bless them with His rich presence.
也保守他们明天平安的回来。
And keep them safe when they on their way back.
我们的李俊弟兄和卢明姐妹，他们在我们中间聚会很长时间了。
Brother Li Jun and Sister Lu Ming, they have been with us for quite many years.
他们现在要暂时搬到挪威去。
They're moving to Norway temporarily.
现在请卢们李俊弟兄和卢明姐妹有跟我们一个分享。
Brother Li Jun and Sister Lu Ming may share some words with us.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
那就借这个机会在这儿跟大家道别哈。我们就这个周六就要从休斯顿去挪威的奥斯陆。我在那边要工作大概3到5年，然后再回来。
I want to take this opportunity to say goodbye to brothers and sisters. In this coming Saturday, we will be on the way to departing from here to go to Oslo in Norway.And I will work there for 3 to 5 years.
其实直到两周以前哈，我们还是不知道、不确定我们什么时候会去，因为签证的问题。
It was until last week, we still did not know whether when we would be going because due to the visa issue.
但是真是感谢主哈，我们回头看，那主真的是听我们的祷告。
But thank the Lord, when we look back, we truly can see that the Lord hears our prayers.
就是我们在这个安排，因为虽然很多不确定，但是在这个安排上面每一个节点，那主都有保守。那就是我们就凭着信心，那就求主来带领我们前面的路。
I want to thank the Lord for all the arrangement, even though there were a lot of uncertainties, but we can see the Lord has been keeping us. May He lead us forward.
这个我也真是感谢弟兄姊妹，就过去我们在这边的13年啊，在这边我们是2010年到这儿，对我们的扶持和帮助，也让我们在属灵里面可以这样的有一点成长。
I want to thank brothers and sisters during the past 13 years since 2010. Thank you for helping and praying so that we can have this spiritual growth here.
我们两个孩子Austin 是在9年级， Caleb 在5年级，他们也是在主的家里面，就感谢弟兄姊妹对他们的那个带领和祷告。
I have two children. Austin is in ninth grade. And Caleb is in fifth grade. Thank you for brother and sister's prayers.
对，他们也很舍不得离开这里，但是我们希望大家如果有机会可以到那边可以来去奥斯陆，我们还可以见面，或者等到我们回来我们还可以见面。我们在主里面仍然互为肢体，我们都是一家人。
They truly did not want to leave here, and when we go there, my brother and sisters come and visit us. We're still in the body of Christ, even though we're many different members.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.
感谢感谢主带领李俊弟兄一家这些年来在我们当中。
We want to thank the Lord for guiding and leading Brother Li Jun.Family, all those years.
也求主与他们同在，也早日带他们回来。
May the Lord be with them and lead them come back quickly.
好，这就是我们今天要报告的事项。
Those are our announcements for today.
一会儿我们在 Building 2有爱宴。
We'll have love feast in Building 2.
我们先一起有一个谢饭的祷告。
Let's say our grace.
主，我们感谢你今天上午与我们同在的时间。
Lord, we thank you for being present with us during this morning.
感谢主保守我们在主里面的聚集。
We thank you for all the gatherings in you.
主，你是我们每天的带领。
Lord, you lead us each day.
你的同在是我们每天的供应。